I'm here in the PNC studio. Tracy, you had a nice interception in week one. How do you build off that in week two against the Eagles?
You just have to continue to put in the work, make the corrections that, you know, we made mistakes on in the game, which was pretty much majority of the second half, and we just have to finish games better.
Let's talk about Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz, number two draft pick. Mm-hmm. He only has one regular season NFL game under his belt, though. Do you take a different approach when you're facing a rookie quarterback?
Not at all. He's still a quarterback that's playing at a high level, you know, in one of the best, you know, leagues in the world. So he's made it to that level. And just because he's a rookie, you know, we can't just lay down and say, okay, we don't have to prepare. We have to prepare for him just like we're preparing for a Tom Brady or Drew Brees and then Aaron Rodgers. So, but in the back of our minds, we know at the end of the day, you know, he's a younger guy. He's going to make his mistakes, and we have to make him pay for them.
And you guys got some young guys yourself on the team, especially in the secondary. With it being your ninth season in the NFL, what advice do you give to those guys?
First off, I'm just trying to, you know, lead by example. I'm trying to, you know, show those guys how to be a professional, how to watch film, how to break down film, how to prepare for these teams, and not to take anything lightly, because, you know, this is a privilege, and not many guys will make it to their ninth year, let alone their fourth year. So if you continue to put in the hard work, and at the end of the day, this is a production league. If you don't produce, you won't be around for long.
Can you believe it's your ninth year in the NFL?
No, I cannot. It seems like just yesterday I was drafted, and then the day before that, it just seems like we just won the Super Bowl. So it just, after your rookie year, the years fly by.
Now, it's only your second year in Chicago. There's a lot of new additions to this defense. How has your role changed from last year to this year?
Well, for one, I'm one of the older guys on the defense. So, you know, I'm in a leadership role, more of a leadership role than I was last year. And, I just have to work with the guys that we have coming in, with Danny, with Jarrell, and with McPhee when he comes back. And, you know, we are looked at as the leaders of the defense and one of the leaders on the team. So we have to continue to show these guys, you know, that we're changing the culture of the Chicago Bears, and we're not in a rebuilding year. We're trying to win right now.
And you mentioned Danny and Jarrell. I mean, Jarrell had 17 tackles in Houston last week. What presence do those guys bring to this defense?
You immediately see the speed with those guys, you know, with the abilities to dissect the runs and make plays in the backfield. They're able to cover tight ends and running backs. You immediately see production that those guys bring. They bring leadership. They bring toughness. They bring experience. So now we just have to continue to gel together as a defensive unit so we can continue to grow and go in the direction that we want to go.
They probably make your job a little bit easier,
yeah,
too,
a little
right?
Bit, yeah. If they can handle the tight ends, they can handle those crossers. They can sack the quarterback. They're going to make the quarterback force those errant passes that is going to be my job to make them pay for them.
All right. All starts Monday night, right?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Tracy.